looking at his progress from start one to start two, what did you see? How much? How far did he come? What were some of the biggest?
I think the more time you have in this game, the more snaps you're taking and actual live reps, you're going to get better. He was more and more comfortable, as every series went along in the game, and that's what happens with experience.
Well, he was talking about halftime that you guys kind of made a decision. Let's be aggressive. What went into that for you guys in terms of let's?
Well, we didn't change our approach at all. We executed the plays better, I think. Early on, we had the interception on the third play of the game, and then we had a penalty or two here and there, and we missed some easy things throughout the process of the first half, and we didn't really get rolling. And then once we came out and we tossed the ball the first play of the half and got a nice run, and then we made some plays outside throwing the football, and that that was the game plan going in. We didn't really get away from everything. We just have to do what we were trying to do better, and that's what we did. The running game picked up. We had a number of good runs in the third quarter. Like, instead of getting 2 yards, we were getting 8 or 9 and 10, sometimes more than that. And then Tim did a nice job of giving the guys an opportunity to make plays. Jabbar made the big one. Brandon Lloyd made a big one. And the guy, they just went out there, did their job, and had a much better half than the first half, obviously.
We heard he had the wire on during the game, and it's on NFL.com, and at one point he's running over there going, "No one else carries the ball but me."
I didn't hear any of that.
What do you think of that attitude? I mean, it's too.
Well, he wants the ball in his hand. And that's the great thing about, the true competitors in this league, they want the football in their hands, and that's what he wants.
Running the ball.
whatever it takes to get in the end zone, that's what we're going to do.
Is that similar to what you saw with Jake over the years in Carolina, that kind of energy, that kind of fire?
Without a doubt. Jake's a lot different than Tim is, I'll tell you. Jake was a lot more vocal, and he's a little fiery guy, and they're different. I mean, you'd have to know him personally to really understand that, but they both have a burning desire to be the best on the field at all times, and they want the ball in their hands when it's crunch time.
How big of a difference is this going to be for Tim this week going against the number one ranked pass defense as opposed to the number 13?
Well, he's just got to go out there and do what he's supposed to do. They are a very good defense. They've got a lot of great football players over there. All 11 guys on the field, they're one of the most disciplined teams we'll play all year long. It's been that way for a number of years. They're playing them. Coach Rivera does a phenomenal job with them. They do a good job with personnel. They lose a couple guys from year to year, and someone just steps in, and they just keep plugging away. And they've got an outstanding defense, and we've got a work cut out for us, but he can't worry about that. He's just got to go out and execute the system, go through his progressions in the run game, get us in the right situation, and just do his job. And, you can't really worry about, because they're the number one ranked defense, we can't do this, we can't do that. You just got to go out and play the game.
What's contributed to Buckhalter's emergence the last 2 weeks?
I think he's got more opportunities the last couple weeks. We've given him an opportunity, and he picked it up. So we're going to ride. From time to time, you got to ride the hot hand. And in the game the other day, there were a number of times where I asked for him to be in the game, and just the way he was playing the game, and he looked 25 again the other day, which was nice. Which was great for him to see, because he's been so good for Noshon and helping him and tutoring him the last couple years, and it was a great opportunity, and he made the most of his opportunity. So it was really good, I think, another good example for the young players to really realize, what it takes to do it every week. And that's the way Buck's been, and Buck hasn't said anything. He just shows up, does his job every day, and he had a great opportunity there today, and it paid off for us.
Mike, Eric said that when it comes to play calling, putting it together, that you rely on your staff a lot. Mm-hmm. Is it, since Eric's been in charge, has there been a little bit more interaction with the coaching staff and input, influence, delegation?
Well, we haven't changed the way we're installing everything. There might be more input on game day, maybe.
Okay.
I've always liked to just, I talk in between series with everybody, and we've always done that before, but I probably talk a little more during the series, as what's coming up next, and just kind of alert the guys, hey, this is what I'm thinking about doing next. What do you guys think? Any suggestions? Or if there's any hesitation on something, please speak up if you have an idea or something like that. But the week-to-week process during the week from Monday to Friday really hasn't changed at all. We're all doing it together the same way we did it with Josh, and we're all in this together, so I want as much input from everyone as possible.
On that wired up thing, there was a point of you asking Tim, what do you like?
And that's what I'm going to do with, and that's why I like to be on the field during the game, is because I can talk one-on-one with the players. Chris Cooper made a couple suggestions the other day in the game, and so it's just a matter of being to communicate with your players, understand, how do they feel? Because there's certain times where I may not even be thinking about something, they make a suggestion, that's what they want to do. I mean, the key thing is the players have got to want to do it. If they think it's a good play, great. If they don't like the play, we've already got 2 strikes against us. So if they're going to make a recommendation, I just tell them, hey, it's on you guys. This is what you want to do. I got no problem running it, but just make it work.
Has this been a obviously when the coach gets fired in the middle of the season, what's this been like an opportunity for you, maybe a couple of the other guys in terms of resume? I mean, this is all new for you in terms of development, building your resume. What's that process been like and the opportunity?
It's a great opportunity for a number of us because our role has increased on game day. You know, we're all doing the same things during the week, but with a little more thing, you know, with scripting and all that stuff. I've done that all year long. I'm asking for some other guys' input on helping me with certain things during the week. But game day, it's a great opportunity for me. I haven't called plays this much before, and Carolina did it a little bit here and there. Dan Henning let me do it from time to time on a week-to-week basis, but not in a full game. So it's a great opportunity to learn because there's something that comes up every week, and you're never going to call a perfect game. There's always going to be something you want to call or you want back that you called. It's just you learn from it. And I've made a number of I've learned a lot in the last couple of weeks and continue to learn this week and just keep plugging away, and it's going to benefit my future.
Is it hard this week knowing that, I mean, for a month now you've had another week to plan for, and then this is it? Is there more uncertainty now? Do you think about that at all?
No, I don't worry about that at all. We've got to put a plan together this week and do whatever we can to win this football game, and then when Monday comes around, Monday will come around and we'll all go from there.